Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back to 23 after the hour. Thank you for hanging out with me. This has been part of my day. It was a pleasure to meet you. Folks, this is, as you know, this is the day we commemorate and recognize and celebrate the life of our 41st President, George Herbert Walker Bush. The government is closed. The post offices are closed. Probably the banks are closed. Small business owners aren't. We show up, right? And I think the president would be okay with that. I really do. I think he understands that life goes on, and what we do slow down a little bit, and we recognize him. And I want to do that right now, but I want to do it by talking about his life and another person, Rasma Vodil Jansson. Both of those people died this week. In case you didn't know much about Mr. Bush, or maybe you've forgotten, I want to take a brief look at the milestones in his life of what I consider to be, and many others consider to be, him to be America's last statesman. And remember, most of his accomplishments that I'm going to talk about in a minute were accomplished before he was president. He was born to privilege, but he refused that refuge. When he could have avoided World War II service altogether, he sidestepped an open door to Yale and volunteered at 18, tried to volunteer at 17, but he wound up getting into the Navy at 18. He eventually became the Navy's youngest fighter pilot at that time. How about that? This is during World War II, folks. After being shot out of the sky by the enemy in the Pacific, he continued to serve until 1945. Then he went to Yale. He flew 58 combat missions before he was 22. Then, after that, he went to Yale. He could have gone to work at his father's Wall Street firm, but instead, he set out for Texas to learn the oil business from the dirt up. He succeeded there and became a millionaire on his own. He ran for Congress in Texas as a Republican when, as Karl Rove said, in those days in Texas, they hunted Republicans with dogs. The South was solid Democrat, folks, in those days. Eventually, he won. He won an election to the House of Representatives, served in the Congress. In a span of less than a decade, his leadership got him appointed by two presidents as ambassador to the UN, chairman of the National Republican Committee, ambassador to China, which is a big deal back in the 70s, and director of the CIA. Then he was chosen by President Reagan to be his vice president for two terms. Then he became president for one term. But after that, he continued to serve America for the rest of his life and the world. He became a global leader. It continued to be so after that. You all know about his work in Haiti, right? It's probably possible to find an ill word about President Bush, but it wouldn't be worth the time. It would be too hard. He was respected by peers on both sides of the aisle and leaders around the world. And from what I can tell, whoever he met, he treated them just as if they were a king or a president. Well, Rasma Vodil was born in Latvia. She was the mother of my friend Mary. While George Bush was volunteering to oppose the axis of evil, Rasma was fleeing it. Her then-fiancé, Albert, had been taken into forced labor by the Germans, whereabouts unknown. Well, in the meantime, Rasma searched the country, searched Germany, finally found Albert in a guarded detainment camp and crawled under a fence and rescued him, broke him out of that containment camp. At 18, she did it. Well, about the time that George Bush was volunteering to be a pilot, right? They were married. Albert and Rasma were married in 1945, and she delivered their first two children in a displaced persons camp, finally making their way to American citizenship in 1949. George and Rasma didn't know each other, but I suspect they would have liked each other because they were a lot alike. When I hear contemporary references to safe spaces, and trigger words and other snowflake-associated crap being peddled by the entitlement PC merchants. I think about George and Rosma, who were doing as their generation, what they were doing as their generation was coming of age, and how they worked together as 20th century stewards of America. Having been raised by George and Rosma's generation, I remember their trigger words, hard work, honesty, service, respect, self-respect, responsibility, and honor. Also, here's another one, tough cheese. How about this, suck it up? How about get over yourself? And here's another one, deal with it. The world doesn't owe you anything. And get up, a little blood never hurt anybody. And of course, finally, don't be a crybaby. Stop being a crybaby. Stop whining. There's no whining in America. Stop your whining. I'm grateful for the generation represented by George Bush and Rosma. He was born in 24. She was born in 26. And my folks, James, 23, and Virginia, 24. We stand on their shoulders, my friends. We stand on their shoulders. They were broad shoulders. They were strong shoulders. They were no excuses to shoulders. We have to ask ourselves, what shoulders are we providing this generation, the next generation? What are we providing them? One last thing. When I heard the news about President Bush, I wondered why it didn't hit me more. I guess because we knew he was sick. But the Navy Post, which is what I'll sign off with, finally got to me. Fair winds and following seas, sir. We have the watch.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.